Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try-fencing. That's usafencing.org/try-fencing.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the wild and beautiful journey of womanhood. We're here to create a space where women can connect, inspire, and uplift each other. Untamed Blossoms is more than just a podcast. It's a movement. It's a gathering of strong, fierce women who are breaking free from society's expectations.
Our mission is to deep dive into the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, even in the face of adversity. We believe by sharing these stories, we can inspire others to do the same. Join us as we sit down with women from all walks of life who have faced their own struggles and emerged as the most authentic versions of themselves. From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we'll explore their triumphs and tribulations. Together, we'll navigate the challenges of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-love.
But Untamed Blossoms is more than just conversations. We're a community that gathers for events, immerses ourselves in the beauty of nature, and supports one another in our personal and professional growth. So whether you're seeking inspiration, looking for a supportive sisterhood, or simply want to hear incredible stories of women blazing their own trails, Untamed Blossoms is here for you. Together, let's embrace our wildness, bloom unapologetically, and rewrite the rules. Welcome to Untamed Blossoms.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. We're grateful you're here. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the pod.
It's almost your birthday week.
It is.
You little Sagittarius queen.
Sagittarius season.
How are you feeling now that it's here?
Good. I'm not one of those people that gets really sad about my age.
Do you feel different when Sagittarius season arrives? Like, do you feel the shift?
Unfortunately, it also comes at a time that is crazy,
yeah,
in everybody's world,
yeah.
And so I thought about this. I was texting Sarah the other day, our human design person and lovely friend, and I was texting her last night, and I thought about this, and I was like, I wonder, I should explore this a little further, if there's something in my chart that a way I can change the way I look at the season and not make it feel overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
And I just feel I'm better. I think I'm better in the last couple of years, but I get really overwhelmed about making sure it's okay and everybody has the right things and everybody's having a good Christmas. And, you know, my bonus daughters are, you know, pleased with what they got for Christmas, and then it's thoughtful and all the things. Right. And,
right.
And I cause myself some undue, I think, stress.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you have all the birthdays in a row, all the big holidays in a row. I mean, that's just hard.
Yeah.
But it is the last fire season, yes. Right? So I do always think, I love Sag season. So I'm a Sag rising.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's really present in my personality. I love Sagittariuses in general because I just feel very, like, connected to them. I feel like a little sprite during the season. Yeah. Like, what kind of mischief could I cause?
I like that.
So I'm always jealous of real Sagittarius. Yeah.
I will say that historically, before I felt overwhelmed in this timetable, I loved Christmas. I loved decorating for Christmas. I loved having my tree up until mid-January. I loved all of the feels of, and then somehow it shifted. Alcohol, not drinking as much, has seemed to take a big part in the shift, I feel, of the stress of it. And I was like, wow, how much was I drinking that day?
You're like, I'm so surprised that I wasn't stressed before, even though I was like drunk.
I was weird. Drunk all the time. I had a great time. So I don't, you know, I'm working on that. Working on that whole season. Overall, I feel I love Sagittarian season in that it is a season of giving and a season that we pay attention to people who aren't as privileged as we are. As a society, it becomes a norm for everyone. Mm-hmm. And lots of heartwarming, thoughtful giving happens during this time, and I love that. The winter solstice comes. That's my wedding anniversary. We got married on the winter solstice, which is always great. So every day past that day gets brighter, which is cool. And I love that in December right before Christmas. So we probably celebrate that as much in our household as we do Christmas.
Yeah.
Stan and I celebrate that on our anniversary, which is great. And I chose that day to celebrate Christmas with the kids this year.
Oh, cute. So, I love that.
Yeah. So it'll be cool. And I'm just looking forward to, it's just a busy season. Mm-hmm. It's a busy time. You know, I try not to pile any more on my kids. You know, they're from split parents and then they're married and they have in-laws and we've talked about this last couple of weeks. The scheduling is crazy. So I don't insert myself into the schedule for them. And we just pick another day.
Yeah.
So they come the Sunday after Thanksgiving and we'll celebrate and have a brunch instead of Thanksgiving food and just hang out. But we've been spending a lot of time together because of the birthdays and celebrations and all the things. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's nice that there's like a central spot now for people to meet. So that's great. Party Barn's crushing it. And we had our first event.
I know.
Big event.
Party. Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
The Better Bevco lady, I think, had a good night.
I think so. And I think it was very cool and also bizarre to see so many people who we know that don't know each other and people who brought people that we don't know.
Right.
And just like, I think I voice memoed you this afterwards, but I just kept like eavesdropping and hearing people like compliment each other or say really nice things or like doing photo shoots in our little Auntie Blossoms room. Right. And it was just very cool. And I can't wait to see how these evolve and grow. I just thought it was awesome.
Agreed. It was fun just to dance, to be honest. I really forgot how much I missed it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and I'm not judging any of the 20 somethings in the bars, but, you know, you don't lose that desire to move your body as a woman and to dance and to feel good and feel good in your body and the music. And it's hard to do that in these bar scenes where it's meant for young girls and there's a lot of drinking and like, why are you here? You know, they don't say anything, but you also kind of get the eyeball like, why are you here? You know, this is where we come to meet boys, men, and hook up and do things. And if you just come to dance, that seems weird to them. And you feel that judgment when you're in those spaces. And so to have that space where we were, I mean, you and I were barefooted all night because there's carpet in our party barn. But other people came as they were. We had people in sweatpants. We had people in sparkly dresses. We had people in leather pants, which were fantastic. All the things in between.
Yeah.
And everybody had a great time and it was very chill and lovely. And we had just so much fun dancing. Ben Mooney, our DJ, did a great job reading the room and keeping people up and moving. And so at some point you would have thought there was alcohol involved. There were some shenanigans that were really fun. And these are middle-aged women and it was great to just see them
let loose,
be unhinged and not feel like they have to monitor. I mean, somebody did the worm dance, you know, like there was break dancing, y'all. Like there, it was really, really fun to watch people just be loose and not worry about it.
Not only did my legs hurt from, I guess I squat a lot when I dance. I'm still trying to figure out. I wish I had some footage to figure out what that's about. But my face hurt from like laughing and smiling for so long too. Like, just like that joy, you forget what it's like just to get a group of people together to just let loose and have fun.
Yeah.
And then no regrets. Also, what I will say is some things never change. I've still got Taco Bell afterwards.
I love that.
Because I deserve a bean burrito after all that dancing. Yes. 3 hours is a long time.
It's a long time.
All I have is gummy bears.
You and I pretty much dancing.
I never stopped. I never, ever once stopped.
Even when we were seeing people in and out, we were still swaying the whole time. Yeah. Moving our bodies.
Totally.
Like, so it was really cool. And I hope that it continues. We're hoping to make that a monthly event, y'all. And have you guys come and bring people, bring friends, and just have a good time.
We do have two more events coming up I want to plug. First is our last Women's Circle of the year, not last in general, but just of the year. And it's around your greatest gifts with when it comes to human design. Just like the other ones, it's not specific. So you don't have to know your human design to come. We'll give you the information that you need. But that is on Sunday, December 15th. And then we will have a clothing swap coming up in January on a Sunday, the 26th.
Yep.
So those will be our next two things, and we will be promoting those. But really excited to, get through the rest of this year, wrap it up, and come up with a lot of fun new things for next year.
I will say, you guys, our women's circle, I don't know how we're going to continue to structure it, but the ladies that are in that circle are doing some really hard things, doing really deep work, and are begging us for December not to be the last one. So it is, if you are looking for, you know, really deep connection with people and deep support, I would say more than anything, just really a space to be seen and heard, and whatever it is that you're going through, this circle seems to be really doing that for the folks that are in it. And so we really encourage anybody who would like to be part of that to continue. I'm not sure what it's going to look like come January, but they do like meeting monthly, so stay tuned for that. We'll let you know how we're going to continue to structure those. But
totally.
It may not always be around human design. It just may be a women's circle and have different topics and different people that come and talk. We'll see. We're not sure. But stay the clothing tuned. Swap, whatever you get for Christmas that you would donate normally, bring it to the clothing swap in January. Save it. Bring it in. We're hoping for this event to possibly support some women in our community that need some help in that arena. So
totally.
Yeah.
Today we have a guest, Jessica, and she is a bioenergetic healer.
I'm so excited to talk to her.
I know. So she's also a Reiki master, a healer, communicator, so many beautiful things.
Right.
Cannot wait to hear from her and kind of talk to us about boundaries. So we really haven't brushed much up against boundaries in terms of personal boundaries, yes, but just also in your career and in your business and what that looks like and how that can take a turn for better or worse. So I'm really excited to hear what things she has faced when it comes to setting boundaries with clients and then also in her personal life. So
how do you think you're What would be your personal assessment on boundary setting in your world currently?
I'm feeling better about boundaries than I ever have before, honestly. And I just am constantly assessing guilt. I really have been focusing hard on if I'm not keeping a boundary, it's not due to anything other than I feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
So I've been working on that really for a while now, and I do feel a lot better than I have in a really long time.
Good.
So what about you?
Yeah. I would say the same. I would say the only time that I'm really, I think I do a pretty good job of saying no, or, you know, that's not really great for me. Mm-hmm. Like, can we reschedule it or do it a different time or give another person an option? Or it's hard for me just to give still a flat no to people without an explanation. You know, they say no is a complete sentence. I still, the people pleaser in me still comes out a little bit and is like, I need to give an explanation.
Yes.
I need to be like, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that seems harsh still to me sometimes, depending on what it is. Salespeople, that's easy.
Right.
People that I don't have in a relationship with, it's easy. But within relationship, it's still, I would feel guilty to say no.
Without explaining the why.
Without explaining it.
Yep.
Or feeling like I had, you know, there needs to be a reason. It just can't be a no, you know?
Right. So, baby steps.
Yeah. But I think I'm a lot better than I used to be in setting boundaries. And mostly my boundary setting has ended up removing people from my sphere, or not putting myself to start with in situations that I know I'm not going to be cool with.
Right.
Or people that show me who they are and are super negative or super judgy or super gossipy or, you know, like I'm just going to choose not to spend a lot of time in that arena.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You know, yeah. And so my boundaries are sometimes by deletion, not so much by in the right. moment of conversation going, you know, you're gossiping and I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not that confrontational with people. Usually I'll just be like, cool. That's how you roll.
Right. Next.
Next.
No, thank you.
It's more of a no thank you and not so much that. But I think that's a good boundary. I would have given excuses to those people in the past and I would have been like, oh, they just, you know,
right.
And you just give people excuses for the behavior that makes you uncomfortable instead of just being like, cool, not for me.
Not
for me, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like you do you. I'm never going to judge somebody in that role because I used to be that person.
Right.
I would definitely participate in gossip and talk about all the people back in the day, my 20s
right.
and all the stuff, right? So I'm never going to judge somebody harshly. I was that person. But
you can easily say that's just not something I want in my circle. So.
Yeah, I don't like that energetically. I don't like the energy it brings, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't want people talking about me when I'm not around.
Totally.
People care about me, right?
Totally.
So let's try not to talk about them. So, yeah.
I'm really interested to see how she has leveraged her career being a healer and around working with energy when it comes to boundaries, because I can't imagine that was easy to navigate. So.
Yeah. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the pod.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
Oh my gosh, of course. Thanks for joining.
We're excited to talk to you.
Yeah. I believe we got your information from Sarah Wren, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. And how do you know Sarah?
I know her from some classes that I take that are holistic based.
Nice.
That's awesome.
We love her. We love Sarah.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's lovely. She's so great. She always seems to reach out to me. I don't know if she doesn't really talk about this, but she always seems to reach out to both of us when something is happening in our world, but we haven't spoken to her. And we just randomly will get a text from her, which is great.
Intuition.
She's always pinging on the intuition. We're like, how did you? So great. Yeah, she's amazing.
Well, tell us a little bit about you and what you do and where you are in your journey when it comes to spirituality.
Okay, sure. So my name is Jessica Imbrogno, and I have my own business that I've had for about 7 years called Shine On Wellness and Travel. And so my business has evolved over the years to helping people find their happy place and their joy again. In life. So I use a holistic approach, which I blend shamanic Reiki and sound healing and reflexology. And I help people release trauma. The trauma can be past trauma from childhood, or it can be currently going on right now. And I take a look at what kind of patterns are reoccurring in the client's life. that they just can't seem to get to budge or to move out on their own, and take a look at what types of behaviors also are contributing to that, and then help them remove those patterns and behaviors so they can spark and start enjoying life again. I found a lot of people that I serve, they become comfortable with the uncomfortable. And so I help show people that that's not how life has to be. And I help them see where they can make shifts and what type of preventative measures they can take so they have that awareness to, you know, eliminate the things that are serving them.
Are most of your clients women?
They are mostly women, yes.
I just think it's interesting because women are so much more likely to feel like the discomfort is just a part of life and just to push through. So how do you get people to, especially women, to get to kind of acknowledge that these things aren't normal and that they deserve to feel better?
That's such a good question. So it just happens naturally in conversations when I'm out meeting people. I also, on my website, I have written, you know, some things that occur that people wouldn't typically think, like, oh, this is trauma-based, such as, you know, overindulging with food, television. It could be law of attracting the same type of companion or partner to you that just, you know, takes and takes and takes. So it's really about noticing that that trauma can manifest in so many different ways, not just, you know, the standard abuse forms that you hear. It can be in many different ways.
And some of those traumas can live in the body and cause disease, right? Like some people that once that's released, suddenly, right, they have some release of some medical conditions that have been caused by those.
Absolutely. And I used to be one of those people. If you could see my chart, I was diagnosed with over 20 different conditions.
Wow.
Yes.
About that. I would love to hear more about that. I think that we don't, especially in the Western medicine world, I think that it's real easy for us to go as women and we're trying to be heard in our doctor's offices. And I know as a menopausal woman, this definitely resonates in the menopause world, but definitely even in my younger years, you just aren't truly heard. I don't feel good. I'm tired. I have these symptoms and nobody's looking for root cause. They're just ready to give you some medicine and send you on your way. Right. And so, and when you start, I do think there's a newer push, at least in my circle of people. I'm seeing a lot more people being really comfortable with finding root cause and releasing some of this trauma could be some of that.
Yes, absolutely. And my story is very similar to what you just described, where I started having, you know, stress and depression and anxiety, and then it went into the physical form of my tissue. I had two surgeries, and then I also developed 8 food allergies at once. I lost probably like 60 pounds in a matter of 3 months. And it was very intense. And that went on for a span of 5 years where I was bumped around in Western medicine. And then I finally had reached out to my mentor at work who had introduced me to someone who does something similar to what I do. And that is when I started receiving the Reiki treatments and the sound healing, and everything surfaced. And what it boiled down to was I had unresolved trauma from childhood. So I was 2 years old and I had suppressed that and was unable to recall it at the time. And so I've, you know, put in a lot of time and energy and effort into healing that within my body. And so I'm so blessed and honored to be able to help other people do that as well.
Yeah.
And now no food allergies.
None. Not one. Not one.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It is. It is. I remember at one point I felt like I was just eating air because I was literally allergic to everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about sound healing? I know Christy and I are both very into doing that. We even go to a salt cave and do sound baths occasionally. And I know for me, when I try to explain that to somebody else, I feel crazy pants because I just don't know enough about how it works. I'm like, well, you listen to sounds and it like makes you feel better. But can you explain a little bit for people who maybe just don't know?
Yeah, sure. So I use tuning forks and sound bowls. And so how I do it is I strictly run off of intuition. So when I'm doing a session for someone, I'm just channeling the information or allowing their guides in the universe to tell me what to use. So I have chakra tuning forks. So for example, if someone has a cough that will not move out of their throat, or perhaps they're having trouble speaking up for themselves, that is a tuning fork I will use. And what it does is it has that frequency that aligns with the throat chakra, and it essentially opens it back up and brings it back in harmony so people can start, you know, using their voice again.
Wow, that's awesome.
And people don't realize that. There's a lot of people out there that would listen to this podcast and be like, that's some woo-woo bullshit right there. Like, what are they talking about? The chakras and right? But biofeedback is an FDA device that uses energetics to communicate with your body and give it what it needs energetically, right? Like, there are frequencies and things that are happening inside our body. Like, we are just electric, really, basically. We are just energy ourselves. And it's amazing to me that people don't really will listen to us and say that's silly, but really it's science. And the tuning forks are very specific to that same frequency that you have in your body in that space, right? And so it opens it up in that way. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the same thing with the sound bowls. For me personally, the crystal bowls don't resonate with me as much as the Himalayan bowls, and the vibration on my body has an amazing effect. And so when people actually put bowls on my body and I have the vibration, it'll go on for days. I feel that effect. So, I mean, I will be on cloud nine for days after that. It is amazing to me. Did not have that same effect on my husband. It had the opposite effect. It made him very tired. He wanted to sleep for days and all end. Right? Yeah. So we're all energetically different in what we need. But I find it so fascinating. I think a lot of people can get a lot of benefit from finding the energetic healer that suits them best, you know?
So how did you get into Reiki? So can you explain a little bit about what that is too for people who maybe don't know? And then how did you go to like a course for that? Did you train under someone for that?
Yeah. So like I previously said, I started receiving Reiki myself when I was really ill. And so that inspired me to learn that skill. So I did a course for shamanic Reiki through my mentor, Mary Maynard. So there's three different levels. So I received the mastery level certificate. And then I do continue my education with that as well, where I learn different distance healing techniques with Ken Coles, who's also out of Northeast Ohio. So I take his classes as well. And I'm also part of Quantum Living Community. So that again is the study of all those, you know, different types of healing modalities as well. So Reiki essentially it's using divine universal life force energy. And I also use the planetary life force energy to help move any stagnant energy within the body and to open anything up and to realign and harmonize things that just don't feel right. I've had a client who came in and she had hip pain for years, and I did a few sessions with her and that was able to be moved. And the root cause actually on that was she was out of balance in her relationship with a family member. And that is why the hip was so out of balance.
Wow. Wow. That's cool. And what is the difference between Reiki and somatic therapy? They seem to be working with the spines of and the energetics of the spine. And you know, Instagram has a lot of people laying on tables where they start to undulate, and you know, like where they're moving energy. Have you seen those?
Yeah, so that's more of the somatic. I know what you're talking about now. That's more of the craniosacral therapy, I'm very interested in doing that. I just haven't gotten there yet. That's through Blender Institute. But yes, I know what you're talking about. It's like moving the different muscles in the head and then down the spine.
Yeah.
So
they never it's very much like Reiki. They never really touch them. They feel it very much feels like they're pulling string.
Yeah.
The motion they're making and wiping things away, so it still seems to be very energetic, and it's in it, but I didn't understand the difference between them.
You talk a little bit about trying to find a healthy boundary, right, when it comes to your business, and then also like how that stems from childhood. So can you talk to us about how that kind of started, if you're comfortable with your childhood, and then how that kind of transformed as you became an adult and seeped its way through with your business?
From what I can recall from childhood, there's still some that is coming forward as how trauma works. When I was younger, I was...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Forced to be an adult when I was a child. So I was constantly being required to have all these responsibilities that were not my own, such as helping other people regulate their emotions and taking on like that therapist role of being the middleman as well between two parents who were in conflict quite a bit.
Mm.
So through that, I was conditioned to put my needs to the side and to take care of everyone else before I could even take care of myself.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine how much of a toll that would take on someone's body when you constantly are required to take care of everyone but yourself.
Yeah.
So, moving forward to adulthood, I had no idea how to take care of myself. It was a foreign concept to me. I was very emotionally traumatized to where I, would have conversations in my head, like fake arguments, obsessing about things that weren't really happening. Because when you grow up in a household where there are explosive fights and arguments all the time and you're concerned for your own safety, you learn to sit there and scan your environment, make sure it's safe. And so that did roll over into my business, where I found myself people pleasing and doing things that weren't true to me in terms of my time and energy. So for example, I would work days and hours that weren't conducive to my schedule, weren't for my highest and best. So that's just one example of how that transpired into my business and caused me to learn to put those boundaries in place.
It's interesting because when you're little and you're trying to smooth things over between adults, you learn to anticipate needs and having those conversations in your head or playing things out. It's just another way to anticipate like what could happen. Like, you never want to leave anything to chance. If you can try to figure out what may go down and then problem solve all those possibilities, then you get this false sense of okay, I'm prepared then for whatever might happen, because now I've already run through all these scenarios and have a solution for various things. But what really ends up happening is you just tire yourself, and most of those things never come to fruition, but you're just wired to want to anticipate what could happen. So
absolutely, that's beautifully said, and that's exactly what happened.
How do those conversations go when you first get a new client, with really getting to the root cause? I know we've talked about that a few times, but how do you get people to open up to you in a way that you can understand some of those beginnings of where this trauma started? It can be so, so tricky. And we're doing a lot of work with Sarah in human design. And our first workshop that we do with a group of women, where we kind of talk about like some things in human design, that first session was just so light and informative. And now we have people having these massive breakthroughs. And so I'm just curious of your process of how like that goes with people and how to get them to really get to that root cause of their situation.
Yeah. So, you know, when people come in and they book a session with me, I strictly just run off of intuition. I really do. I just go wherever the universe moves me. And during my sessions, I'm clairaudient, so I hear my information, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll ask questions during a session, like, okay, I'm getting information that at 6 years old, something happened. Can you recall what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it's with someone with masculine male energy. So I move through it that way, in terms of moving the trauma. Because a lot of times, too, people really do have such a challenging time. But when you give them the pieces of information that I'm being given, they then start to recall, because I create a very safe, loving, supportive, non-judgmental environment where people, you know, their soul is craving to let this out and to heal it so they can move on and be that bright light that they are and, you know, do what their soul came here to do. And when you're being weighed down by these, you know, cement bricks and blocks of trauma, people are craving to cut those off and just let them drop down and be done with them.
So yours is more like guided. You're using higher guides really to start a session with somebody new and energetically feeling that out in their body and where it's living. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you first realize that you were getting those downloads?
Oh my gosh. This is so funny. I realized it for the first time when I was 25.
Mm.
However, I've been clairaudient since I was born. I remember as far back as probably like 6 or 7, I was hearing it, but I thought everyone was like that. So I never said anything. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know until I had met the woman I work with. And she was like, no, that's not how things go.
But here's what you're hearing.
And you know, that's another thing with boundaries. Speaking of, I had to learn, and I do help clients with this who are clairvoyant. I had to learn other people's thoughts and opinions are none of my business.
Mm.
So just so I can hear what you're thinking, it is none of my business. I learned not to take it personally. I also learned that, you know, I don't need to listen to certain types of energy that are, you know, not at a high frequency.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in that. Can you share a little bit about some of those energies that have come through that you're like, oh, this is not cool?
Yeah, sure. So it's just more or less for me, it's more like the negative self-talk that you hear, you know, those childhood traumas coming through, not good enough, you know, work harder, like that push energy that people get and that I was getting, where it's pushing you to do something that's making you feel anything that's at a lower frequency. So making you feel anxiety, making you feel angry, uncomfortable, any of those energies I don't listen to, because that is not divine guidance. That is a bullying type of energy that is causing you to emit these certain frequencies so that you remain stressed, so that energy can continue to essentially Pac-Man, you know, that game, and live off of your energy.
Wow.
I think one of the best books I've ever read that demonstrates this is called, I'm going to blank now, Somewhere in Between by Wendy Friedan, I believe is her name. And it is just so beautifully written. It's at like the middle school level, so it's really fun to read. But that describes exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's amazing. We'll link that book in the show notes so people can check it out.
Were you ever scared of your clairaudience? Did when you were younger, was it weird for you? Were you freaked out by it at any point? Like you said, at 25, you realized that not everybody heard that. But when did you understand what it was? It at 25 that you really understood what it was?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I would always watch these shows on TV. I'm like, well, that would be so cool if I could do that. You know, in terms of being scared, I was in such a, how do I put this? I was in such a difficult home growing up. The voices I was hearing were matching what I was hearing externally. So to me, it didn't occur to me that what I was hearing internally was not normal.
Mm.
As I healed myself, I started to realize, wow, what I'm hearing is not normal. It's not healthy. And it is not beneficial to me. So that's when I started, you know, to put those barriers in place with the clear filtering all of that.
Yeah. What did you learn through Sarah and your human design that helped you with boundary setting?
Oh my God. Yes.
So much.
I love Sarah. She's awesome. She's so good at what she does.
So good. So
I learned through her that based off of my human design, that I should wait for the invitation. So instead of seeking people out, I let it come to me. And that has been so helpful. It has taken the pressure off. And it's helped with that negative self-talk of not good enough. And also, the one big thing which I'll share, which may help other people, which I hope it does, is I had a bookcase in my bedroom. And on my bookcase was all of my learning material from this practice that I do. So at night, I wasn't sleeping well. I'm like, oh, why am I not sleeping well? Well, that material was in my room, and she was like, listen, you have to move that because all night you're literally studying, like you're energetically studying. So now I put in my fun, you know, easy read, joyful books. So it's such a good boundary, right? We all need to sleep.
She did the same thing to me about mirrors. I love mirrors. Like, I have a weird mirror thing, and I have so many in my house. And she's like, you said you're tired, you didn't get sleep. Do you have a mirror in your bedroom? I'm like, girl, I have the biggest mirror you've ever seen in my bedroom. How am I supposed to do full body pictures? Of course I have a mirror in my bedroom. She's like, well, that's why you get the mirror out of there. I didn't. I put a blanket over it. But it's just interesting things you just don't realize, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. Good job on the mirror. I eliminated mirrors a while ago.
Me too. I can't sleep with them in my room at all.
Hmm.
Yeah. It changes it energetically for me quite a bit.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
What else have you learned through different healers or teachers throughout your journey that you feel like have really impacted you and then also your business?
So one of my favorite phrases I learned from my mentor, Mary, is everything conspires to my highest good. You know, obviously I was steeped and groomed when I was younger to believe everyone is out to get me. You know, no one is your friend. Life will not get any better. Knowing now that these things that come forward, these circumstances and events that may not be to my preference, because right, we're on planet Earth. Life is going to happen. Things are not always going to be these joyful moments. Realizing when those other moments do come in, that it is going to help me learn or earn something that my soul needs to move forward and become a better version of myself. It takes the bite out of going to that place of sadness and grief and despair that I so often was conditioned to go to. And now you don't have to do that. You don't need to go
there. Yeah.
You can take these what other people would seem as a negative experience and turn it into a, this is teaching, what is this teaching me? What am I learning? What am I supposed to take away? Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I agree.
Taking a hard right here. How do you feel about aliens? Have you heard of this aliens in the ocean thing? I would love to hear your thoughts.
That was a hard right. And one thing about aliens, I'm not interested in aliens. Therefore, I am just going to politely push that to the side. Just love because that. I feel the more attention you give to something, the more you draw it to you. Mm. Law of attraction. So,
yeah. Helena's talking about it. She would love for aliens to come and get her and
teach me.
Yeah, to show her things. And yeah, she's here for that energy. So,
well, can I just say really quick a fun sidebar? Did you notice right when we started talking about aliens, our phones glitched? Just saying.
I don't think that's what I just said.
Exactly what she said. She goes, that's because I brought up aliens.
I was like, nope, no thanks. I'm like,
the universe is putting a boundary in for us.
Yeah, well.
You know, right. I love it. I really do believe that's actually true. So, yes.
So, okay. You also mentioned that you are an animal healer and communicator. Could you talk to us a little bit about that work?
Yeah, sure. So,
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Absolutely love animals. Those were my besties and my friends, as you can imagine, from childhood. Much human interaction. So I just learned to love animals and really bond with them. I right now treat animals who typically are from a adoption situation. So they have like that trauma, like going into a house sometimes or adapting to a new environment. So I, communicate the animal's needs and have the owners put into place certain like remedies or different modalities in place to help ease that animal's anxiety or stress. I also have helped several people with animals who are transitioning or crossing over to the afterlife as well, relaying what they would like for their owners, and then also helping the owner process that grief and despair that comes with losing such a loved one as well.
Cannot imagine how hard that must be.
Yeah. Those are definitely more challenging sessions, but I'm so honored that the animal has kind of given their human friend a little nudge to book something, because I really do feel very strongly and passionately that our animals teach us so much, and they really just provide us with this unconditional love and support that sometimes it's challenging to see with other humans. So it really is a blessing to have those sessions.
Agreed. That's a beautiful thing that you do.
What other types of healing, or just what other parts of your business haven't we touched upon that you feel like are really important to share?
So I'm actually rolling out something new at the beginning of next year.
Oh, exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. Sarah has done the Sarah we've been talking about has done such a beautiful job of designing my website. And I'm essentially weaving together traveling and healing. So I'm coming out with some fun, energetic travel packages where people can either travel virtually. I've created some videos about places I went to. And then it has some prompts that go along with it so you can self-reflect. And you also get a nice healing kit with different types of like crystals, sage, that type of a thing to help move the healing forward. And the goal of it is to learn to utilize and be in partnership with nature to help yourself heal.
Well, so, these are places that you've gone that are well-known energetic spots, right? Some of those places I think of like Sonoma in California and different places like that, right?
Yeah. So I'm more focusing on how you can use the elements in nature to heal. So for example, like, you know, sand has that that structure in it, each grain of sand. So digging your feet really into that sand and allowing your body to be fully cleansed, that type of thing is what I'm more aiming for. So I'm very excited to roll that out. And what I do too is I will, if people want to go in person, I don't plan any of the traveling piece. That's not my area of expertise. But what I do is I look at what trauma they're looking at healing, and I will have them go to a certain place. So I have a little practice. For example, I had a client who, unfortunately, she was in a situation where her beloved pets as a child were abused. So I recommended to her to go to an animal sanctuary that I had been to. I knew it was like super high vibration to help heal that piece of her that had been holding onto that guilt and shame of watching these animals not have the best experience while they were in the planet.
Yeah.
So that's more what I'm aiming towards, is connecting the two to really push something out that's just weighing you down.
Yes. That's really cool. That's really, really cool.
I know a lot of people have strong just like feelings and connection when they're around large bodies of water. And I find Sarah and I talk about water a lot and just how, you know, it's everything. It's within us all. And it's just a huge part of healing. So anything that you learned about water and how that can impact, I think, most people, right?
Oh, yes, everybody. That's one of my favorite topics.
Tell us all about it.
Absolutely. Yes, I totally feel that. One of my favorite remedies is when I'm feeling really stuck emotionally or mentally, I will absolutely go to the gym and go swimming and do a few laps, because that water just cleanses and purifies you energetically and really helps you see clearly. I utilize water too after I do sessions for people. I, you know, take a shower to cleanse my energy field from any of that, and you just feel, you know, so purified and cleansed.
Yeah, and even I know most people who are, you know, into spirituality and all of those things use like moon water to charge crystals and all, you know, various different modalities of using water. But it just seems to, no matter what you're going through, be an easy first step into the healing world of elements if you're interested in checking any of those out. So,
absolutely. Yeah. There's this Japanese scientist, I believe he's Japanese, a Japanese scientist who did experiments with snowflakes. Have you ever heard of this?
I have, yes. But tell us.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that book. That is just amazing to me.
Yeah.
These books called Hidden Messages in Water. And so what he does is he collects water samples from, you know, like lakes or rivers that are polluted. And then he'll put it in a bottle and he'll talk to the water and tell it something positive every day. And then the water would become clear. Or they would, like you were saying, they would hold hands around like a lake that was polluted, and they would like chant and do prayer. And then the water would start to cleanse. And he would take pictures of snowflakes and videos and play certain types of music, like we were talking about the sound earlier. Uh-huh. And based off of what the sound was, whether it was like you know, healing, like healing music, or if it was music that was at a lower frequency, like some rap music or some rock music with very vulgar lyrics, the snowflake would form and get all, it would lose its shape and you lose that beauty. So it was just really interesting to read those books, and especially since we're water.
Totally.
Our thought patterns impact us more than we can even imagine.
And it's like that mental thought pattern connection to body. I think for a lot of people, it's hard to get there to realize, okay, you say my negative thoughts are impacting me. Okay, like, but I know that's my thoughts. Like, I don't see, but that connection, I think using water as the tool to say, like, well, look what it can literally do. You can talk to water and it can change its shape and the properties about it. If we're mostly made of that water, what do you think that repeated negative thought pattern is doing to your actual physical body? So I love that there's a someone out there that's doing these studies to show people scientifically that impact. I think it will help people who struggle to connect the two.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah. And not only that, but energetics, right? This is the entire world you're living in. And I do believe that we're on the precipice of all of this being the next phase of how we heal ourselves is energetics and understanding these things and how much power our brain has and our thought patterns have. That I do think this is the wave of the future, and that, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping that at some point we don't need doctors. We just were able to heal ourselves and each other in our community, which would be amazing. So
before we get into the last couple questions we have for you, is there anything else about the business or anything else about your background or anything else you'd like to share with us?
I would say the other thing about my business is I'm essentially doing what you guys are describing, where I'm helping people heal their mind, right? Those intrusive, not so loving thought patterns, and then those emotions that are either suppressed or at a very low frequency, such as anger, you know, jealousy, resentment, those types of things. And by healing those two pieces and really taking a look at them, it in turn physically heals your body.
Yeah.
That's really what I love doing and what I'm very passionate about.
So in that same vein, can you tell us where people can find you? Are you accepting new clients? What's the best way for them to reach out?
Sure. Yeah. I'm accepting new clients. Yes, I am. People can find me doing a lovely Google search. My website is called Shine on Wellness and Travel with Jessica Imbrogno. And my last name is a little tricky, so I will spell it for people. It's Imbrogno. So my website is linked up through there. I also have a Facebook page as well under Shine on Wellness and Travel. As well.
Perfect. So we will make sure that we link all those places where people can find you and look into services. And are you in person, online?
So I am online only. Love that format. It allows me to meet lots of people from all over. So yes, I am online.
Perfect. So anybody, depending on their location, can get a hold of you and have a session, which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
The last question that we have that we love to ask is, can you share a few people, women in your life, whether they be someone you know personally or someone that you just follow or admire, that have helped shape you personally or professionally?
Yeah, sure. So I definitely want to give a shout out and love to my mentor and my practitioner, Mary Maynard, who really has shown me the light. That's the best way I can put it. Much love to her. Also, Sarah Wren as well, who has shown me a new side of myself with her wonderful human design skills and just her upbeat, uplifting personality as well, and her gorgeous web and graphic design elements as well.
Lots of talents.
Oh my gosh, yeah, definitely. And then the last person I will say is I've really been drawn lately to Louise Hay and all of her affirmations and card decks and books. So that would be another person, obviously no longer around, but her content is such a gift.
Totally.
I'll have to look her up. I'm not familiar with her.
So. Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
We would love to talk with you again sometime and maybe even do a workshop together, even if it is remote. I think that's what Christy and I are trying to do, is build community and just also build resources for people who want to do the work. And we know it's hard. We've seen it firsthand. It's not always easy, but there's a light on the other side of all of this. And I know it feels dark at times, but people like you are here to help move that energy through. So thank you for doing the work.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I love it.
Great to have you. It was great to meet you. Sarah's been talking about you for a while, so we're happy to finally connect.
Yeah, likewise.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll be in touch, hopefully, to do something together.
Totally.
Yeah. Sounds like a blast.
Awesome.
Well, until next time, you can find us on Untamed Blossoms on Facebook and Instagram. And please give us a follow on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, be easy.
Love you.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.